Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, just one verse, verse 25. 1 Thessalonians 5, 25. And it's a short verse. And all it says is, brothers, pray for us. Now, we're in the section at the end of the book of 1 Thessalonians here, where Paul is just writing a bunch of random different things all together at the end of his letter. And one thing he throws out is, brothers, pray for us. And I really feel like we need to just stay on this verse today, because there's something that we really need to kind of allow the Spirit of God to take root in our hearts. Pastors need God's strength, and they need prayer. Plain and simple. We have a tendency sometimes to look at the pastors and think that they don't need prayer because they're so close to God and they spend all this time in the Word and they're being used of the Lord. And we kind of put pastors on a pedestal in such a way that we don't realize that they're just as human as you and I. And we forget that they need prayer. And Paul humbly says, brothers, pray for us. Pray for those of us who are in leadership right now, who are being used of God to spread this gospel and to grow the church and to help the church mature in Christ and to be taught the word. In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 17 and 18, the Hebrew writer, whoever it was, wrote this. He says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they're keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. And then he goes on and says, pray for us. For we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. Here again, we're to submit to our leaders and obey their authority, yet at the same time, we're to pray for them. And then as I was kind of putting together this challenge for today, it hit me. When you go bowling, when you want to knock down all the pins, you go for the head pin, don't you? We all do. When you want to get a strike and you want to knock down all the pins, you go for the head pin first. And listen to me, folks. Satan knows that if he can do damage in the clergy, if you will, if he can go after the pastors, he can actually have many others fall at the same time. That's why Satan went so hard after Jesus. Of course, he knew that if he could get Jesus to sin, there would be no sacrifice for sin, no sinless life that could be used as the sacrifice for sin. And Satan went after Jesus really, really hard. I think part of the reason why Jesus spent so much time in prayer is there weren't a whole lot of other people praying for Jesus at the time, and Jesus needed prayer. We need to understand that prayer is what releases God's power. I don't understand fully why God has designed it the way he has, that he's taught us to ask for things that he already knows that we need. The Bible says he already knows what we need before we ask, but he teaches us to ask. Somehow, some way, God's power is released when we spend time in prayer. I don't fully understand the whole process of prayer, but I know this much. The Bible says we're to do it. And when we do, we ask God and he empowers. But the Bible says that we're not only to ask for ourselves, we're to have intercessory prayer and pray for others. And actually, one group that people really don't pray for very much are the pastors. And so I want to challenge you today. Begin to allow God to change your heart towards your pastor. Some of you might have a bad attitude towards your pastor. He might be making decisions you don't like. He might be making changes in the church that you don't think need to be changed or you don't want changed. You might be someone who actually goes to church and hopes the pastor gets up and announces that he's going somewhere else because you really don't want him there. Pray that God would change your heart. Folks, I just want to challenge you. Pray for those who are in authority. Pray for those who are over you in the church. Pray that God would be the one who leads and guides their lives, that their decisions would be led by God, that God would raise up other godly men around them so they would not be a lone ranger and doing things on their own. There's lots of things that you can pray for your pastor. Pray for his relationship with his wife, that he would not neglect his family because of the ministries and all the demands of the people in the church. Pray for his children, that they would grow up and grow closer to the Lord and not further away as many pastors' children do, because they have a tendency, unfortunately, to feel like the church was more important than they were. And folks, let me just tell you, we could spend hours going over all the things we could pray for our pastors. But today's challenge is simply this. Brothers, Paul said, pray for us. We need to be bathed in prayer. And folks, as I close this challenge for today, let me just thank you, those of you that are out there listening who've been praying for me as I've been going through this cancer journey. I just thank you for the times and the cards and the letters and the emails and the texts, the ways that you've let us know through Facebook as well. Thank you for those who have prayed for us. It's meant a lot. And I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.